This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Definitely.
Speaking
not.
Of inclement cold weather, so the Dolphins are in Green Bay tomorrow night. It's going to be uber cold. There is a slight possibility of snow now. Do you give the Dolphins and Tua in cold weather, prime time, Lambeau Field, do you give them a chance to win tomorrow?
My mind says not a chance, but my heart says yes. And my heart says that because, you know, as a player and as a competitor, you can only hear it but so much. You know what I mean? Like, I can recall, like, we were probably on this slide, just like we are against Buffalo, we were probably on that slide against the Jets. We were like 0-5, and then, you know, coming up on the sixth or seventh game, and you just like, yo, I can't take it anymore. I'm going to do what I have to do and do some extra to, you know, break this situation. Like I said, we were 0-6, and, you know, that's like 3 years. Like, home, away, home, away, home, away. Like, come on, bro. And then, I'm sure Tua's heard this until you know, he's sick in the stomach. You're 0-7 in games under, you know, 40 degrees, yeah, you know, Dolphins don't win in the cold, blah, blah, blah. So as a player and as a competitor, you like, look, all right, that's it. We had enough. You know what I mean? But, you know, you know, you are what your record says you are.
saying it is one thing. Doing it is another thing.
Yeah, doing it is another thing. You know, going out there, you know, and that's why football is a great game. It's a team game. You could be hot. You could be like, I ain't having it. But, you know, you got 10 other people that got to feel the same way and perform the same way. So, you know, whereas I, you know, may have, you know, geared myself up to be hot and block it out my mind, two of those linemen may not have. Or, you know, the defensive, you know what I'm saying, the nickelback may not have. You know, he may be freezing his buns off and, you know, It doesn't work. So, you know, I always hark back to, you can recreate heat, but you can't recreate the cold. So, you know what I mean? You can practice in clothes, you can turn the heat up, but you can't make it 23 degrees, you know? And so that's the tough part about it. But, you know, hey, we come out and start fast, we got a shot.
Hey, OG, Jalen Waddle finally had a big game the other day. So we got Stephen Ross waddling in the suite. Yeah. How does that work, though? Like, Waddle's obviously frustrated because there was even that mic'd up clip that got released where he was saying, like, finally, you know, I'm having a big game. Do you think he goes to Tua and tells him, like, bro, throw me the damn ball already? Because the offense has been working, right? It looks more productive. It looks more sustainable. They want to talk about how it's going to be a better approach offensively, what they've been doing in these cold weather games, in these games against elite teams. But also, you have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle as decoys, and that's not good. So, like, how does that work as an elite receiver you go tell the quarterback, like, hey, I love you, but throw me the effing ball already.
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, obviously defenses dictate where the ball goes, and especially in that type of system. You could see the plays, how they work. Like, you saw one play where Tyreek motioned outside of Waddle, and Waddle did a screen. He just backed up 2 feet and held his hand up like, I'm about to get the ball. And the linebacker and the DB came at Waddle, which thought he was going to get a screen, which opened up Tyreek behind him. So it's, you know, it's defense dictate where the ball goes. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure he said it once or twice, but this wasn't that time. Like, you can't, and that's what I said earlier, it's a team game. Like, Jonnu Smith has been killing. So, you know, you don't want to take away from Jonnu because he's been killing just to throw me the ball once or twice. You have to understand that. But, you know, like I say, it's not that type of offense. If it's a, let's say like Cincinnati, when Jamar Chase said he want the ball, he getting the ball because it's that type of offense. They're not throwing on time. They're not throwing to a spot. They're throwing, you know, to a guy because he can beat his man. Like, you know, you got two dynamic receivers. It's tough. You know, today is your day. Like, you know, you have to accept that. This Thursday may be, you know, Tyreek Hill's day. So it's different. You have to accept, you know, what's going on with the ball and how the game is going. I'm just happy to see he got the ball and had a day because he's a hell of a receiver. He's a mismatch, man. He's a mismatch. Like, when he's open, he's open. It's not even close. Like, he's running away from people. And so I'm glad that happened to him. And so we'll see what Thursday brings. And you know, whatever it takes to win, we got to win.
I'm with that, man. If they could win tomorrow, that would be something special.
Yeah,
now,
you know how big that would be, because I do think we get to 10 wins, and is 10 and 7 good enough, 11 and 6 good enough to get in the playoffs? Maybe with some help.
11 and 6, I think, does it. I think 10 and 7 is a crapshoot at this point. Right. But it also kills a bunch of narratives, you know? It kills the Tua can't win in cold, they don't play well in prime time, they can't beat big teams. Like you can really kill a bunch of narratives with a win tomorrow night. So I just hope it happens for their sake. And I know what the show is going to sound like on Monday if they don't.
It's tough because and I think if you can recall, when we did have the one good game that we could have won in Buffalo, I think that was the snowball game. Remember, they were hitting everybody with snowballs. The cameraman, everybody. I think, you know, Mostert had like 146 yards rushing at like the third quarter. You know what I'm saying? And we stopped for some reason giving them the ball. So I think, you know, obviously the running game is going to play a big deal in it. It's just that you have to have those dudes, man. We have to hope that 18 – was 18 from Texas A&M and Wright.
I hope he can play in the cold too.
Yeah, Wright's from Tennessee. Maybe, but not 23. You know what I'm saying? Not 23.